I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Francis Braunet's career has uniquely merged architecture, dance, and other disciplines across the past 25 years. She's currently Dean of the University of Oregon School of Architecture and Allied Arts, where she and architecture students and set designers have teamed with Danceability International to create a new work called Don't Leave Me. It will premiere in the Ragazzino Performance Hall on the LCC campus on November 1st. Francis Braunet joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, architecture and dance at first seem like very different disciplines, but all things are connected. So in general, where do dance and architecture find common ground?
Well, dancers are fundamentally inhabitants of space, and space is what we all occupy. So there was an opportunity to think about people who use their bodies in some ways extremely in space and think about how they could connect.
So specifically in Don't Leave Me, what aspects of that connection do you explore?
The most important part is that the space is actually constructed by the bodies themselves. There are moments in the piece where the wall of boxes would not be held together if the dancers weren't gripping them, very aware of their own bodies in the space, and gravity itself. Otherwise, the entire thing will fall apart. So they always have to be aware of where everyone's body is in the piece, as well as where are the architectural bodies in the piece.
You mentioned wall of boxes. For our listeners' benefit, describe that wall of boxes a little bit more in detail.
So we have 24 boxes that are 2 by 2 by 2. They will form many different kinds of contraptions. They will be clothing. They will be vehicles. They will be furniture. And they will ultimately be architecture, all of which are mobile in the piece. So at one point, you'll see an entire wall made out of these boxes. In other times, you'll see things that almost seem like trains.
In the process of creating this piece, what did the architecture students learn about dance, and what have the dancers learned about architecture, do you think?
Well, the fundamental premise of this was, I started this 25 years ago, this kinds of explorations, so that architecture students could actually understand what it was to design in full-scale space and how bodies actually worked in full-scale space. And did space always have to be permanent? Was there a way to actually respond to the way bodies moved? So I think that the goal of the project for architecture students was simple. Space does not necessarily have to be fixed. For dancers who are used to working in their bodies without necessarily the constraints of sculptures or structures, this is an opportunity to actually see their bodies in relation to space. And actually, when you think about a 2 by 2 by 2 cube, it's a very small space. What can you do in that? How big is your body in a little 2 by 2 by 2 space? And then what happens when you're liberated from this tiny, constrained place?
Working within limitations and moving beyond limitations in a certain sense is very much what Danceability International does as well. That strikes me as very parallel.
What we're trying to do is get people to be aware of whatever kind of body you have, whatever way that you move. We as architects have to actually respond to that. We have to design space that allows for multiple modes of occupation. On the other hand, the dancers themselves have to take over space. And it doesn't matter what kind of body you have. I mean, we're talking about Danceability performers who are everywhere from 20 years old to into their 60s, who have varying ways of moving in the world. And I think that's what's extraordinary about this group. And it really pushed us to our limits to understand how space can accommodate, transform, enhance, and vice versa. How can the way dancers take over space make a difference in the way that we construct it itself?
Music is an aspect of this as well. How does the music fit in?
So we had another collaborator, Jeffrey Stollett, who's a very renowned electronic musician at the University of Oregon as well. And he listened to how Alito and I discussed the project. And from that constructed a set of musical pieces that we ultimately laid onto the nature of the dance, its construction, the design, and the choreography.
And in the end, what do you want the audience to experience in their own lives from watching this performance take place?
I think we want them to see that space is actually made with bodies, that we don't see a distinction necessarily between architectural space and human space. between space that's mobile and space that's immobile? What are the opportunities there? How do we actually make and occupy space? And again, dancers will take risks with their bodies that most of us won't. So they're going to push the limits of how you understand that space is fundamentally constructed by how we occupy it.
Which is true as much in the everyday world as it is on a dance floor.
Well, that's our goal. The goal is to translate what would be extreme at some levels into ordinary inhabitation.
Frances Braunett, Dean of the University of Oregon School of Architecture and Allied Arts, where UO architecture students and set designers have collaborated with Danceability International to produce a new work called Don't Leave Me. It premieres on Friday, November 1st at Ragazzino Performance Hall on the Main Lane Community College campus in Eugene. For more information, danceability.com, and for tickets, lanecc.edu/tickets. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.